I know a lot of times I come on here and we will bust through the fake racism or the overdramatics from the media. The story that we discussed, I think it was yesterday morning, Jim Catt, yeah, that would be a good example of this. But the news that we're going to talk about today with John Gruden, this isn't fake or overdramatized. Well, I mean, I take that back. It is being overdramatized by the media, but it's not fake anyway. It's right there in black and white. From his own email account. I've never been a John Gruden guy, the term used for the past 20, 25 years to describe fanboys of John Gruden. That's never been me. I thought he was great on Monday Night Football. John Gruden, the analyst, I like it. The football coach, I'll pass. John Gruden's one of the most overrated coaches in the NFL. His legacy is tied to his one Super Bowl win. A Super Bowl that he won with a team that Tony Dungy built. Tony Dungy crafted that team, put it together. He won it with a defense that Tony Dungy created. John Gruden coached teams, they generally start the season off strong. The problem is he just can't sustain it. Once the calendar rolls past October, teams coached by John Gruden, they start to fall apart. Hell, it just happened to the Raiders last year. But John Gruden has bigger problems to worry about right now than praying that he doesn't go through another midseason collapse. The NFL has been investigating the Washington Redskins for what seems like the past decade. Dan Snyder, one of the worst owners in professional sports, he is always in the middle of some scandal. While this investigation's been ongoing, I think they uncovered 600 and something thousand emails. One of those emails was sent by John Gruden. In the email, John Gruden was talking about DeMaurice Smith, the executive director for the NFL Players Association. Now, this email was sent back in 2011, 10 years ago. But you know, that doesn't matter. Hell, we'll go back 200 years trying to find something that offended somebody. But I have to admit, though, this is not good for John Gruden. You guys know, I rarely come on here and call something offensive, but the email John Gruden sent, I can see why people would be offended by this. Talking about DeMaurice Smith, John Gruden said, "DeMaurice Smith has lips the size of Michelin tires." Now, just to be clear, John Gruden said that, not me, okay? Last time I quoted something like this, someone turned me into YouTube for hateful and derogatory content. If you want to turn someone in, turn in John Gruden. Leave me alone about it. I'm just the messenger. But this is a big problem for John Gruden. And what the hell's with NFL coaches this week? Urban Meyer's out gallivanting with college kids. Now we have John Gruden involved in a racial crisis, it seems. Has not been a good week for NFL head coaches. But let me tell you why this is a major problem for John Gruden. What is the race of 70 to 75% of the locker room in Las Vegas? Black. What do you think players are thinking? They're going to look at John Gruden differently. In order to be effective as a head coach in the NFL, you have got to have the respect of your players. Even though this email was sent 10 years ago, it doesn't matter. This is going to cause John Gruden to lose the respect of a lot of the players in that locker room. John Gruden is claiming that he doesn't remember writing this particular email. And I can see that being true. Hell, I can't remember emails that I wrote yesterday. Most people write thousands of emails every year. So I believe John Gruden when he says he doesn't remember. Now, I'm not going to sit here and defend John Gruden when it comes to the email. However, I am going to defend his character. Because that's what's being attacked right now. The character of John Gruden. Now, I don't know him personally, of course, but John Gruden's been in the public eye for 25, 30 years. Besides this email, I can't think of one scandal involving John Gruden. Do I think he made a mistake? Yeah. Do I think he said something out of anger that was out of character? Yeah. Do I believe John Gruden is a racist? No. We live in a society where if you make one mistake, you can lose everything. You have one lapse in judgment, and people will tarnish your reputation. They try to ruin your career. There is this myth that if someone says something with racial undertones, they are automatically a racist. And this notion only applies when a white person says something about a minority. Louis Farrakhan has made a career saying awful things about Jewish people. He has spent his entire life demonizing Jews. Doesn't matter. No one cares. It made him rich. John Gruden says one thing about DeMaurice Smith, and people want him to lose his job. Listen to this statement from Rod Graves from the Fritz Pollard Alliance. Quote, "The insensitive remarks made by John Gruden about DeMaurice Smith are indicative of the racism that exists on many levels of professional sports. Furthermore, it reveals that the journey for African Americans and other minorities in sports is riddled with irrepressible mindsets at the highest level. It is our hope that the league and team ownership will address this matter with a remedy commensurate with these painful words. This is yet another inflection point in a society fraught with cynical social blinders, absent of respect for the intellectual capacity and leadership of minorities. When will it end?" End quote. That statement is full of generalizations. This email from John Gruden, it is not indicative of racism in pro sports. I get so tired of hearing about the supposed racism in professional sports. If anything, sports prove that America is not racist. While preparing this video this morning, I'm sitting there watching Jets-Falcons on NFL Network, field full of African-American players. When I watch the NBA, court full of black players. These guys are making millions of dollars. Someone please tell me how that constitutes racism. What is the appropriate punishment for John Gruden? Should he lose his job? Should he be fined? Hell, he's already had his reputation tarnished, more than likely lost the locker room in Vegas. What is the appropriate punishment and who decides it? Again, I'm not defending what John Gruden said. He was wrong. But just because someone has a lapse in judgment 10 years ago, it doesn't make them a racist. Just because someone says something with racial undertones, it doesn't make them racist. If John Gruden had said this same thing about a white person with big lips, do you think this story even makes it to the media? No. Whoever found the email probably would laugh about it and move on. End of discussion. I'll take it a step further. If someone like Mike Tomlin had said this same thing about John Gruden, do you think this is a major story? No. It is only a story because it's a white man saying it about a black man. That's it. In an article on Yahoo, they said, "Insulting the intelligence of black people is as old as slavery." What? I must have missed the memo. There are a lot of intelligent black people, also a lot of dumb black people. There are a lot of intelligent white people, also a lot of dumbass white people walking the streets. Let's just be real. There are a lot of stupid people, period. No matter the race. There are just a lot of dumb people in this country. Most of us call them woke. But we have to get past the point where you can't be critical of someone because of the color of their skin. John Gruden should have used a better choice of words, okay? Should have used a better choice of words. But that doesn't make him racist. Every time something like this happens, and I'm reading the media trash, they always like to throw it back to slavery or the Jim Crow era. Look. Both of them were dark times in American history, okay? But isn't it time that we move on? I mean, was any of us alive during slavery? Slavery happened in the 1800s. I've never met one person that was a victim of slavery. Have you? Have you ever met a slave before in America? I haven't. Jim Crow, that was 60, 70 years ago, maybe even longer. I don't know. The Japanese were in internment camps during World War II. When someone criticizes a Japanese person, do they compare it to what happened 70 years ago? It is impossible to move forward. It is impossible to progress when the media has us looking backwards all the time. Anyway, let me know what you guys think about John Gruden. Do you think he's going to keep his job with the Raiders? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.